light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Band of Brothers by Stephen E. Ambrose is a vivid chronicle of Easy Company, 506th Parachute Infantry Regiment, 101st Airborne Division, from their grueling jump training to the capture of Hitler's mountain retreat. Drawn from extensive interviews, letters, and unit records, the book brings to life the day-to-day courage, fear, and humor of citizen soldiers who became elite paratroopers. Ambrose tracks their journey across the European theater, placing readers in foxholes, hedgerows, and ruined towns, while highlighting the bonds that held the company together under extreme pressure. The result is both a military history and a deeply human narrative about leadership, grit, and brotherhood. With clear storytelling and careful attention to small unit tactics as well as personal character, Band of Brothers turns a single company's experience into a broader portrait of World War II, showing how ordinary men accomplished extraordinary feats through training, trust, and sacrifice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, forged at Tocoa. Training, discipline, and the making of Easy Company. The story opens at Camp Tocoa, Georgia, where volunteers for the parachute infantry face a training regimen designed to break the unfit and harden the resilient. Endless Kurahi runs, parachute drills, field problems, and strict discipline separate those who can endure stress from those who cannot. Under the exacting command of Captain Herbert Sobel, the men learn navigation, marksmanship, and small unit coordination, but also confront tensions over leadership style and fairness. The friction ultimately leads to a non-commissioned officer protest that reshapes command and paves the way for leaders such as Lieutenant Richard Winters to emerge. What matters most is how suffering together builds trust, how repetition breeds competence, and how standards create confidence for what lies ahead. Ambrose uses interviews to reveal how rivalry turns into respect, how fear is managed through preparation, and how a diverse group of citizen soldiers becomes a cohesive airborne company ready to jump into combat. Secondly, Normandy, the night jump, Braycourt Manor, and Hedgerow War. On D-Day, Easy Company parachutes into Normandy under chaotic conditions, scattered by flak, darkness, and wind. Small clusters of men rally around strong leaders, notably Winters, who quickly organizes a daring assault on German artillery at Braycourt Manor, threatening Utah Beach. Ambrose details the improvised flanking plan, the use of fire and movement, and the initiative of individual paratroopers who neutralize guns and crews with speed and precision. The action becomes a textbook example of small unit tactics. Beyond Braycourt, the company fights through hedgerows toward Carentan, where close quarters combat, snipers, and ambushes test nerves and cohesion. Casualties mount, but the men learn to read terrain, coordinate with armor, and exploit surprise. The Normandy chapters highlight the value of decentralized leadership, adaptability when plans fail, and the moral steadiness required to keep moving under fire. Ambrose blends fieldcraft details with personal memories, capturing both tactical execution and raw human experience. Thirdly, Operation Market Garden and the Island, holding the line in Holland. In September 1944, Easy Company jumps into the Netherlands as part of Operation Market Garden, a bold plan to seize bridges and open a route into Germany. Initial successes give way to extended defensive operations on the exposed dike lands north of Nijmegen, an area the men call the island. Here they endure rain, mud, sniper fire, and intermittent shelling as they dig in along canals and orchards. Ambrose focuses on patrol work, intelligence gathering, and the constant calculation of risk as squads cross open ground and flooded fields. Leadership transitions, including the presence of officers like Ronald Spears, shape morale and tempo. Supply challenges, civilian interactions, and the strain of holding ground without decisive progress create a different kind of battle, one of endurance rather than rapid maneuver. The Holland chapters show how discipline in routine tasks, clear communication, and trust between veterans and replacements allow the company to absorb losses and remain combat effective. Fourthly, Bastogne and the Battle of the Bulge. Survival, leadership, and resolve. Rushed into the Ardennes without winter gear or adequate ammunition, Easy Company digs foxholes in the Bois Jacques near Bastogne as German forces encircle the 101st Airborne. Temperatures plunge, medical supplies run short, and artillery tree bursts turn the forest into splinters. Ambrose portrays the siege through the eyes of riflemen, medics, and junior leaders who ration rounds, improvise care, and hold their sectors despite constant bombardment. The defense of Bastogne becomes a crucible that defines the company, from triage under fire to the nerve required to counterattack at Foy. Leadership by example is paramount, with Winters emphasizing calm, clarity, and control, while sergeants steady frightened replacements and maintain fire discipline. The chapters emphasize resilience under deprivation, the importance of logistics and reserves, and the moral courage to stand fast when relief is uncertain. Bastogne crystallizes the book's central themes: brotherhood forged by shared hardship and the power of competent, humane leadership. Lastly, From Hagenau to Hitler's Eagle's Nest: Victory, Occupation, and Legacy. After the Bulge, Easy Company conducts a dangerous night patrol at Hagenau, a mission that reveals both the cost of aggressive action and the duty to limit needless risk. Soon the company advances into Germany and Bavaria, culminating in the capture of Berchtesgaden and the Eagle's Nest, symbols of a collapsing regime. With combat waning, Ambrose examines occupation duties, the ethical burdens of victory, and the shift from survival to reflection. The men scavenge, secure stockpiles, and manage civilians while dreaming of home. Demobilization brings mixed emotions as soldiers return to families, schools, and jobs, carrying memories of loss and pride in equal measure. Ambrose closes with the long arc of their lives, showing how wartime bonds endure at reunions and in quiet acts of mutual support. The legacy of Easy Company lies in its example of citizen soldiers who met history's demands, then resumed ordinary lives with extraordinary humility. In conclusion, Band of Brothers is ideal for readers of military history, leaders seeking practical lessons, students of ethics and teamwork, and anyone who values stories of courage and community. Ambrose delivers both strategic context and intimate detail, making complex operations understandable while honoring the voices of the men who were there. The book benefits your life by modeling resilient leadership under stress, disciplined preparation, and the quiet strength of mutual trust. It shows how clear communication, competence, and compassion can steer teams through uncertainty, whether in combat, business, or personal trials. Choose this book over others because it unites scholarly research with gripping narrative, follows one company across the entire European campaign, and distills actionable insights from real decisions made under fire. Its focus on character as much as combat gives it lasting relevance, turning history into a guide for how to act when the stakes are highest. If you would like to support Stephen E. Ambrose, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. Nine Archery, better life begins in a book.